Welcome, everybody. Ooh, boy, that was loud. Welcome, everybody, to another Georgia Archery Podcast. I'm your host, Big John Chandler, and to my right is Robbie Surface, my co-host.
And this is what's going on, man.
And this is where we talk about anything and everything to do with archery in the state of Georgia and Georgia archers wherever they may shoot. So what's up, man? How's the week hanging so far? About halfway through.
Week has been good. It's been busy at work, not necessarily with a bunch of bow sales or whatnot, but got a lot of fishing stuff in, and we're trying to get it on the wall. So,
yep, I understand that.
Been staying busy.
Yeah, well, you know, I had a busy weekend, you know.
Yeah.
And the first part of the week, and I did homeschool today, and then we had 4-H this evening. So, yeah, we've been rolling through. Slowly but surely, new things are showing up. I got a B3 gift package, I guess. Some of my stuff came in, so that's a good thing.
How about that? What all did you get?
I got the new site and a new release, and so I'm giving it some whirl, and once it gets going, we'll get it going good. So,
well, good deal. Good deal. I like Joe and the guys at B3.
Oh, some, man,
the finest product made.
They are some great guys. So, yep, that's what I'm putting it all, mounting it all. I put my UltraView scope on the site, and we'll see how that's going to work out. So, may even test drive it on Sunday if the weather hangs out.
So, oh.
But this past weekend,
ooh,
like I said.
I guess we'll find out what's going to happen on Sunday here shortly.
Yeah, but this past weekend, like I said, we had a bunch of archers go up to the S3DA Eastern Indoor, you know, nationals, and we had a bunch of Georgia archers that showed up there. I was trying to count the list. Well, 16 kids.
Mm-hmm. Had so, a few of them show out too.
Yep. Charlie Massengill ended up second overall in the Penn's youth adult men. And let's see, Olympic recurve, young adult men. Aaron ended in the top four, so that's pretty good. And then Penn's Eagle men's, Moses Ming, boy. Moses was
went up there and threw down.
Yep, doing his thing. Shot him a good 300 in that. Congratulations to everybody who did shoot. You know, there was a, like I said, 16 of Georgia's finest S3DA kids going up there showing out and having a good time. So congratulations, and I'm glad y'all made the trip, and hope y'all enjoyed yourselves. So
a lot of driving,
yeah,
little shooting, a lot of driving back, but
yep,
way to go.
That's usually the way it is. But while all of that was going on, I was over here at the high school with the GBAA Indoor State and also Southeast Sectional. Ended up with 90 archers shooting the state. So,
woo.
We had about 15 more that were just shooting the sectional part. So, you know, that's where we ended up.
So there was 105 archers in Social Circle this weekend.
I think it was about 115 total. So
90 plus
the
15?
Plus 15, yeah. I think it was about 15.
That'd be 105.
105. Out of my brain. It just felt like 100. Felt like 150 sometimes, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We had several of them moved around, and then a couple of them didn't shoot that was going to shoot and that kind of thing. So we ended
up with, that's how it goes.
Yeah. We also ended up with a new state record. Haley Memerick in the young adult female bow hunter freestyle class set the new record. So congratulations on that. So
congratulations.
That's a feat in itself.
So, I'm trying to find that. That's new state record.
Yep.
Way to go.
Yep.
Looking through the scores, there's a lot of people that shot.
Yeah. 90 names on that list. So.
Woo.
Yeah, so we're looking through the scores, and you see, we had some pros, George Riles and Chuck Durrell. I always pronounce his name wrong. But those two pros, and George came out with the win. Michael Nemerick Whatever it is, I knew I was going to mess it up when I looked at it. Anyway, he had the highest score in the room. Shot a 600 and 112 X's. So
smoked it.
And Clint will be 50 years old. We talked about him last week at ASA. You know, he finished third.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be 50 years old at the end of the year. But he still put up a good score with 108 X's.
So, that's solid.
Yeah.
53. Did y'all shoot it? Is it 2 days?
2 days or two rounds.
Two rounds.
Yep. He shot all of his rounds in 1 day.
A lot of arrows.
Yeah, 120 plus practice. So
getting it done.
Yeah, so that was a bunch of them. Like I said, you go down the list here, and Hannah Corbin, Colburn. I always aggravate her with her name. She topped the adult female list. And then in the senior male release, Sean Lovell, he got his thing going.
Dude, I'm glad to see him still flinging airs.
That's right.
Dude's been around since the Ice Ages, but don't tell him I said that.
He ain't that old. Oh, David Broadnax come up there with a silver senior male release win.
Mm-hmm.
And a master.
Well, he's got a good teacher.
Yeah. He got a son to tell him
He's got a good coach.
Yeah. The master senior male release, Johnny Lennox. Old Geese was in the
old
house.
Old Geezer.
Yep. Brian Hall ended up with the bow hunter freestyle win, so that's congratulations to you. Adult female bow hunter Shannon Paget inched that one out for the belt buckle. And old Larry Painter was in the house. I don't know if you know Larry.
Yes, I do.
Larry been around a long, long, long time. And he inched
him
out.
It looks like him and Ricky battled it out there.
They did. It was very interesting watching that take place. And you see that the senior male bow hunter freestyle class had 7 people in it. So that's 55 and older, right?
You'll be there tomorrow.
I'm not quite 55. I ain't quite 50. but bow hunter. So they're all short stabilizers, multi-pins. But 7 guys in that class, that's pretty cool, you know. The adult male bear bow. Look at that. 5 people in the bear bow class. Think about that. That's, you know, Richard Swan come out with the win.
Can't imagine.
And by a pretty good margin there. So, you know. But, yeah, a bunch of different, you know, we have senior male fingers. In other words, they shoot whatever without a release. You know, they're using.
Without a release.
Yep. So they're just using their hand. So Brad ended up with that one, and Lee ended up with the senior female fingers, which is, you know, recurve, I guess you would call it. So and then we have a silver senior. Angel ended up with that. She tried to release all last year with her compound bow and just didn't like it. So she's back to shooting it with her fingers. Can you believe it? It's just fun to watch. And then Elliot Sammons was there, adult limited recurve. So he's a UGA student. So good job for Elliot. Ben Brown, you know Ben Brown. Everybody knows Ben Brown. Ended up with the Trad Modern, and we had a couple of guests in the house. Then we had some youth and youth adult male freestyle. Oh, Leo Riles. I guess he had a good coach too, right?
Yeah, that's a name that I imagine that we will see more and more and more of.
Yep. And then Austin was right behind him. And then Noah Suka. So they were all doing their thing. Jacob was in the mix. And Tweed actually switched over. He's shooting open now. We talked about that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then youth adult female freestyle. Oh, Allie Teague ended up with the top score in that class, so congratulations.
Yep.
And then we keep going down, young adult male bow hunter freestyle, Tyler. And he ended up with the higher score for bow hunter freestyle. There's an extra trophy. So whoever gets the top score, no matter if you're a kid or if you're an adult in the bow hunter freestyle class, you get this extra trophy, put your name on it. And Tyler ended up with the name taking that home with him. So,
way to go.
And then, like I said, you look down and there's the young adult female bow hunter freestyle with Haley and her new state record at 587 and 76.
Way to go, Haley.
So, good job. And then, young adult male bow hunter, Ben Johnson. With
that's bear bow. Young bear adult bow.
Bear bow. Bear bow. See, look, I'm old. You gotta keep with me.
You got your glasses on?
Yeah, but I'm looking over them.
Maybe you should look through them.
Let's see. Bear bow, Ben. And then, let's see, young adult male freestyle limited recurve. Michael ended up with the win. Aaron ended up in young adult female freestyle limited recurve. So that was pretty cool. Youth male freestyle. That darn Elmore. Ooh. That darn Lawton Elmore.
Lawton Elmore just throwing it out everywhere he goes.
Yep. And old Luke Knight right in there behind him. Luke's got one of your hats.
Ah, so that's my guy.
Luke's up there pimping up here at that's Social Circle, pimping in the new hat you got from your store.
Oh, Shiver Outdoor and Archery hat. That's way to go, Luke.
Camouflage hat with a big bright orange.
Oh, yeah, that pretty hat.
Yep. Oh, youth female freestyle. Oh, Ava Putnam put the smack down on her sister. that's a unique thing because Brooke has been going strong and you know and doing her thing, and then Ava just sneaks in there and just says, hey, guess what, I can do this too. So you know, and then Serenity finished out the top three in that class, so mm-hmm. Congratulations to y'all. Let's see, youth male bow hunter freestyle, so we had William Edson and Anderson Moss, so mm-hmm. That was pretty cool. Youth female bow hunter freestyle. Now you had to tell me, right?
Marlowe,
yeah, Lane. But it's they're sisters.
Oh yeah.
So you know they play that game back and forth at home, and then they turn around and show up and play there. So that's pretty good. Harper and Marlowe. Anyway.
Marlowe.
Anyway, congratulations, girls. Youth female bear bow. Hey, look, I did say it right this time. Mr. Smith and Mr. Jackson and y'all fought back and forth for a little while and ended up pretty good there. So congratulations to the winners. Youth male freestyle limited recurve. Look at that. Come on and tell me that name. Give it to me. I want to hear you say it.
Nope. Come on. I'm going to pass.
Swami Nathan. That's all I'm going to tell you. I can't.
Congratulations, all I'm going. Yeah. If you shot in the youth male freestyle limited recurve class, congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, Caitlin Jackson and the freestyle limited recurve. Then the cub male freestyle. Oh, Jarrett Lee come in. He's been shooting. That boy was shooting good. Shot a 300 on the first day, you know. Clinton Davis, you know, Almighty Midget in the house.
Almighty Midget, yeah.
He's listening to all the podcasts. He's in here listening to him while he's shooting. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I got you in my ear. I'm like, okie dokie.
He just wants to hear his name called
out. That's all. So now we're going to hear it. Mighty Midget, Clinton Davis is second place. And then Mason Johnson come in third. So that's, you know, rounding out the top three. Cub male bow hunter freestyle, which has got a good – oh, John Avery's in the house. Mm. And then Dylan.
That's John Autry.
John Autry. I don't know why I said Autry. Look, I'm telling you. It's
look, this, through your glasses, not over.
That makes it even worse though, when it's on the big screen. Oh, my God. Well, then you read the rest of the next two.
So Dylan Cameo.
Yep,
I think,
second place.
Come in second. And then old Johnny Powell.
Oh, yeah, Johnny Powell.
Finishing out the top three.
Yep, that was awesome to have a little Johnny on the podium.
Little
again.
Johnny.
Yep.
And then you want me to keep going? Because
yeah,
I'll keep going.
You're the man. I'm
I don't know about the man, but I'll keep going. In the Cub female bow hunter freestyle class, Miss Audriana Kinsey.
Yep.
Audriana Kinsey? I think that's how that's pronounced.
Okay.
And then in the cub male barebow class, Aeon Takor.
Yep.
And then I think this is, yeah, finishing out on page 6 in the cub female barebow class, Miss Margaret Erickson.
See, you just did so much. You should have started from the top. It's been a long
day. I don't know about all that.
It's been a long day for me, buddy. But we've had a good time, and there's a whole bunch of pictures up on the website, so if you want to go check them out.
So you've got those uploaded?
Yep, those uploaded. Oh, yeah. Did you go check the S3DA pictures? Because I did get it so it showed a whole lot more of them.
I have not, but I will.
Okay, it shows a whole lot more of them. So if you're looking for more pictures from the S3DA, you should be able to see them now. I think it's like, what was it, stopping at 30? I think it's at 68.
Well, it was 21 pages.
Yeah, I think it's at 68 pages now, if I ain't mistaken. Wow. So.
Wow, that's a lot of pictures.
Yeah, it was a lot of pictures, for sure. It was a whole bunch of them. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, we had a good time. Everything went good. And, you know, that rounded out the weekend. And that was a long weekend. So
it was. I bet it was a long weekend.
Early morning, late night. And still doing my thing.
Mama just opened the door and said, hey, your steak's ready.
Oh, my goodness. Well, then that means we need to run this on faster because it took us longer because we're having technical difficulties.
Yeah, we.
But, you know.
I don't know if you can see this.
Yeah,
but.
So you can bring that in. Let me have some of that. Oh, yeah. See, that's a long. Just going to deliver it, Mama. So.
That was kind of good. I ain't going to lie to you. All right. Hope y'all enjoyed the Georgia Archery Podcast. I'm Neat.
Anyway, so who's shooting this weekend, Robbie?
Well, it looks like on Saturday, the GAA State and Joad Indoor Championship is tentative.
Well, it's not currently tentative now.
So it is. So it is set to go over at the South Gwinnett Athletic Association location, which is where they've had it now
a few years. A few years. We've been back and forth.
And then BAM is tentative on shooting Saturday, depending upon the weather. Because at least I know here it's supposed to rain potentially an inch on Saturday.
Well, they were saying that they will announce Friday afternoon if they're going to
shoot.
Yep. Fort Valley Gun Club is on the list for Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Gainesville Archery Club.
Yep.
Is supposed to shoot Saturday as well. Hopefully the rain holds out.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, we got a team own points on the list for this week. So Saturday down there in Augusta.
Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise and the rain don't fall from the skies above. Saturday's going to be a busy day shooting airs.
Yep. So on Sunday, the continuation of the GAA State and Joad Indoor Championship, you know, at the same South Gwinnett.
That same place.
Yep. And so then, if the weather's good.
Sunday, the weather's supposed to be a lot better.
Yep. So River Bottom Outdoors has an ASA qualifier, state qualifier. For. So you go down there and see RBO, see Scott.
Old Scott Parrott.
Yep, he's got his thing going on. And looks like Kennesaw Archery Club is also on Sunday.
Yep. As well as Ogeechee Bowman.
Yep. And they
also on Sunday.
Ogeechee Bowman has a shotgun start, 10 o'clock, I think it is. So
shotgun start.
Yep, they do a shotgun start. So, and it's also daylight savings time. So you're looking at.
Yeah, that time's going to change.
So if you want to get there at 8, you might think you're going to get there at 7 because time's changing. Springing forward. So, but yeah, we had some technical difficulties. Camera's a little different.
Yeah.
And audio's and acting up. I hope it works out. I hope it records.
Hopefully, it sounds good. That's what we don't know and won't know until
we get done.
Until it's all done and uploaded.
Oh, yeah. It's just, you know, it's one of them push button and pray. You've already had that with some of your stuff here lately. So
Yeah. I battled that the other day.
It's the craziest thing in the world. So
not having a live engineer at times is...
Oh, my goodness. Trying to do it all?
Yeah, trying to do it all by yourself. It can be challenging at times.
For sure. But I guess this is probably the quickest we've done a pretty good, you know, it seems like we've been here for hours, but pretty quick podcast after we got it to work, right?
Yeah, well, it ain't every day that mama's saying, hey, there's a steak sitting here waiting on you.
So if you know of anything that we've missed, you need to send me a message. You can message us on Facebook, Instagram, the Twitter. You can get us on TikTok. You can send me an email at georgiaarcher@gmail.com. And let's see. Check us out on the webpage and YouTube. You can find these podcasts anywhere podcasts are allowed. We could name them all, but good Lord, we'd be here forever. But we try to get some push to all the major podcast apps. So. But and yeah, we'll have more next week, and we'll talk about some things. We got some other things coming up that we hope to have some extra guests on. I hope we get all the bugs worked out for all these guests get working. So look at that, the light went out. There went Robbie. Until next time, I'm Big John, and that was Robbie. And we'll see ya.